getting fucking shark bite, and I'm putting shark bite fixtures on everything, and that's the next fucker's problem. I don't fucking care if he doesn't like plastic fucking fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck.
It sucks.
White stuff.
Yeah, we are all white. I'm Kyle, by the way.
Welcome. Kendrick.
Joe.
And Kevin.
Joe!
We all seem to hate our jobs tonight.
They're like, Joe, you're like Hodor. And you like bust through the door. You're like, Joe!
And Joe.
What do you guys want to talk about tonight? We've been talking for a while about work stuff that none of us want to put into podcasts that can be held against us.
So Joe and I are working on a movie right now, and I don't want to get deep into it.
But is it any good?
We're learning. Yeah, it's the best. It won a bunch of awards that we made up for ourselves. And it's not even
congratulations.
Done yet. But basically, Joe's like walking me through everything he learned in college. So like, I got experience like doing really shitty storyboards and looking at shot lists and stuff. And I can now understand why these are important if you want a movie that's not like what we did for Crawl, where there's just like a stationary camera and not a lot of words. So like,
right?
Because there's so many things to consider, like. Like, what is the camera doing, and, like, what is happening with, like, the actions on screen, and, yeah, it's like, kind of, like, eye-opening, right? Like, you ever have an eye-opening experience, anybody?
Any I had an eye-opening poop.
Is that another band name?
LCD, no. Though. I mean, that was it.
Yeah, Life-Changing Dumpster, the wear of that. No,
oh, God.
I picked up what you're saying there.
I think that Kevin's the only person on this podcast that I haven't conscripted into filmmaking at any given point.
Got any movies Patrick wants to make that he can the joke?
Oh yeah, that? No, I got your son. That's what it was.
That's yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it's like, yeah. I think if Kyle or I had a son, you'd have our sons. So
yeah.
What? That was a confusion. So wait, is Dad Joe the dad, or am I the dad?
I am the dad. No, like, he would have
Joe the one that's inseminating would have, Amy, and then what's happening?
That is not what's happening.
He would have claimed our offspring to be in his movies, but since we don't have offspring, he's claimed us. It's like a fairy magic.
I see. Yeah.
Fae magic.
So, like, he didn't, like, kill us to claim our offspring. He's just, like, claiming us because we don't have offspring.
Exactly.
The youngest male.
He's, like, claiming our semen.
He's claiming the last of our line.
Yeah. The youngest male in the line is the movie maker. Mm-hmm.
This sounds like another alternate future one. Where,
although,
like, you know,
mostly, I'm just a producer and angry.
Well, you have to be that to be a producer. If you're going
to
be a producer, you
need
to be
more.
Just like nuts so angry all the time and like, where's my stills?
More chain smoking, I think, is really the critical part.
No, that's for writing. That's for writing.
Should I talk to you guys about the horrors of reupholstery?
The horrors?
Oh my God, yes.
I want to hear about some horrors.
Okay, so like, this isn't going to be that long, so I won't monopolize.
I get that a lot.
This isn't going to be that long.
Especially
I won't
with
monopolize.
The horrors.
You get that a lot?
Yes, Kyle,
it's not
from
that
you.
Long. It'll barely fit in.
Penis joke.
So,
Silcox.
We got a table and chairs from Amy's second cousin, who's moving out of Boulder, who just, like, lived up in... So, aside, ever driven into, like, the mountains in Boulder and how terrifying it is to drive
I
up the mountains
where
those
it.
Houses
it's
are?
It's the worst.
Like... It's scary. There's wind up there. I don't know how people live there throughout the season without, like, not leaving their house in the winter. Because it's, like, precarious. It's more precarious than, like, Monarch, man. Like,
yeah, it's sketchy.
You're driving
AF.
On, like, single lane. Yeah, anyway. So don't do it if you don't have to. I mean, I understand having a nice house is great, but, like, the wind alone...
Teenage suicide. Don't do it.
I mean, we can't tell them what to do. They're going to... In fact, probably telling teenagers not to commit suicide makes it happen more often, so...
It's probably the joke in the Heathers. By the way, that was a reference to the Heathers, so... Watch that movie.
I want to see that. I haven't seen it yet. But,
you haven't seen it?
We got these chair and tables, and it's really nice. It's, like, really big, and it has, like, three inserts, so we can put, like, six... Well, we could put, like, nine people at it, but it's got six chairs, so that's about it we can put. But the chairs had upholstery. They weren't, like, our kind of common college chairs that were just made of straight wood, and you just get tired of sitting in them after a while because your butt hurts. They actually were, like, upholstered, and they had, like, cloth and all this stuff. It was really fucking old. And so Amy is... she's very like crafty. Like she can.
She's determined.
Not determined. I mean, she wants to. Like we're gonna probably like retile our bathroom and stuff like that. Like she's got the motivation to learn that stuff, and the confidence to follow through with it, which is something I don't have. Because I'm always like, well, I could fix this remote, or I could just buy 5 new ones so I never have to think about fixing a remote again. whereas, like, Amy would probably just, like, take it apart or mess with it before she threw it away, which is a good quality to have, so shout out to my wife. So nice. She's like, let's repulse her. So she basically just, like, slam bought all the stuff she needed, the cloth, all the little intricacies, she knew it all. And now I trust her to do any project for the rest of our lives because she just, like, knows it all. And so she got it here, and then, of course, the time comes where we have to, like, remove the old upholstery. And if you've never has anybody actually done, like, upholstery removal before? Seriously.
It sucks.
What did you remove? Like, what were you working on?
I was working on a set, I think, actually, at Western. And we had to tear apart a chair that had some upholstery on it, and it's staples, put parts sewed. It was bad.
Okay. So these chairs had what's called a piping on it, and that's like a rim around, like, where it hides the staples, basically, for the upholstery.
Yeah.
The piping came off pretty easy because it was just hot glued. So most piping tends to be hot glued. Because
you want to affix it with something that's not visible.
Yeah, exactly. And underneath that is about 150 staples. So you have staples holding the top.
Kyle, I think you're off by at least 3 or 4 orders of magnitude.
No, they're no. I'm
150,000 staples. No,
there's not. I'm trying to be realistic, but it felt like that because using the manual staple remover on 150 staples that are put in by a staple gun has basically given my hand, like, on early onset arthritis. Like,
even beyond your wanking?
No, I wank with my right hand, my left hand. This is my right hand. I'm Amber Wankstress.
Well, it used
but
to
not,
be the
not in staple removal?
No, I can't. The angles aren't right, and my left hand doesn't. It's just weird.
It's too accustomed to wanking.
Yeah. So the back of the chair was terrible, right? The back of the chair was terrible because you have to get the right angle, and you're trying not to damage the wood, which is really the hardest part because
you don't want to damage the wood.
I see what's happening here. We're face to face with Kendrick, and he's drunk. You don't even know if he's drunk, but I'm just assuming.
I'm so tired.
Okay, so you don't want to damage the wood, right? Because then you have to sand and refinish everything. And if you don't want to spend, like, 7 years doing it, like, you just start to remove the staples. So
basically start a YouTube channel where you refinish projects. That's what you're going to do if you get that point.
Exactly.
That's your life now.
It's content for, like, a while. You never have to worry about it again. You take off all these staples, and, like, that's it. Like, once you get the staples off, like, the top part's good, but then there's the bottom cushion. The bottom cushion's actually super fun in most cases, because what you're doing is you can take it away from the chair, and then you get to wreak havoc, right? You get to, like, lay waste to this cushion.
Did you replace the cushions, or did you reuse them?
So what we did is we took all of the upholstering off, and that was kind of where it fell apart in terms of, like, the cleanliness and ease, because the cushions that were in the old chairs deteriorated. Like,
yeah,
they were basically cushion dust, and it was gross, and it smelled.
Yeah.
And so we took the upholstery off, the cushion off, and then we took the webbing out. The webbing is basically, like, for those who don't know,
suspension.
Like, what suspends you in the chair, yeah. So if you just had the frame of the seat and the cushion, and you had the cushion, you'd fall through, basically.
Yeah.
Or you'd have
a solid piece of wood. It would be too heavy.
Exactly.
It would be awkward.
The webbing kind of makes it more comfortable long term. So basically, Amy bought all the stuff to replace the cushions with, like, high density foam that feels good.
I've bought that stuff, that seat foam, like, mm-hmm. the, like, 2 foot by 2 foot squares. That stuff is so fucking comfortable.
She bought it in, like mattress size, like, stuff. So
okay,
she cut
you,
it, and she was,
you
like,
can do that too. Yep, that's an option. But yeah, no, I still got a couple of little ones. They're like, this stuff. That closed cell foam, like the memory foam style stuff, is so nice.
I don't think it's memory foam, but it's definitely, like, up there. And, like, it's, and another part too, this nice when you full. So that's the experience, right? You basically have to tear a shitload of staples out of a bunch of wood. That's reupholstery. So don't ever get excited if you're about to do it. And this is definitely one of those projects where it's like the unupholstery part is the part that makes exactly, like, it's not one of those ones where you're like, oh, I tried to do, like, hardwood myself, and it ended up being easier than I thought. And you're like, no, I tried to do reupholstery myself, and now I never know what's worth paying for. Like,
yeah,
yes. I have many stories. I have continuing stories about foundation to that effect.
Well, let's go into those, because basically now Amy's just putting all this stuff together, and it looks fucking fantastic.
It does look good.
It always looks really cool when you're done.
You picked a great fabric choice. I really like how it looks. Yeah.
It looks like the Matrix. That's why I made her choose it.
Matrix. Where's the Matrix chairs?
At? You put it up. And Kendrick, put it up here, right here.
Put it on it.
I'll stop talking. Oh no! If you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it. Do you want me to hard juke to the latest and the tales of Kendrick's foundation?
I meant, go for it, on the webpage. You know.
Well, I'll have him put it in the chat, and then I'll pop it on the website from there, because that's where I go when I, yes, they're so cool. They look pretty cool.
Tell Amy that. She's like, this one sucks, and I'm like, you suck for thinking you suck.
Exactly. Fuck you, Amy, for thinking you suck. You can tell her I said that. And
all right, I'll tell her that while you talk about your basic
Okay, so,
adventures.
All right, so. I'm sorry. Okay. So, Kendrick's Foundation, 2020. Here's the latest. I decided that we weren't going to put carpet in there, which is to say, Kate talked me into not putting carpet in there because she wanted to have a gym in that. And I'm pro home gym. Don't get me wrong. It's not just Kate's gym. I just haven't got around to using it because I'm fat. But we're talking about moving her gym from the sort of sketchy place that doesn't quite work great for people taller than Kate into the spare room, and then having part spare room, part gym. Cool. The problem is that the foundation in that room is so janky that the best solution is to put thick carpet to make up for all the inconsistencies because of all the stuff I've talked about before with self-leveling concrete, etc., etc. But thick concrete and then, like, gym floor, the interlocking puzzle mat you all know about, makes for shitty footing for lifting, and you're likely to roll your ankle. Not a good time. And then it traps moisture. Bad. So it's like, okay, well, we don't want to leave it because it's cracked, it's fucked up, it's nasty. It's like, well, we can get an epoxy or a poly something or other, like some kind of coating to make it look less like nasty ass. And I looked around for some places that would do it. I called somebody for an estimate. They never got back to me. And I said, fuck it. I'll do it myself. Never let me do that. Stop letting me do that. Guys, you should be in my house physically restraining me from doing
that. I will try to remember that next time you start to do a thing.
Yeah, so I'm trying to scrape down the remaining bits that I didn't get off with the jackhammer of the self-leveling, and I have to then fill the holes I made with jackhammer with like a fill putty, and I've got an epoxy fill putty that'll work really quick. I've got to patch all the cracks from when they lifted it, because they lifted the slab 4 inches, so some cracks popped up, and that was kind of expected. So, like, I'm at a point where I'm like, all right, well, I'm sweeping it up, I'm scraping it off, I need to mop it, I need to degrease it, because there's some glue left over from the padding that goes underneath the carpet, so I got to get degrease that and mop it down, and then I'm like, well, I'll mop it. And I'm like, well, there isn't a sink that's less than two flights of stairs away that I can fill this bucket and empty this bucket. So I was like, okay, I'll run the hose in through the window to fill the bucket up, right? Fill the bucket up, mop it, empty the bucket, dump it out the window under the end of the rocks where I don't care, right? This is great. Well, I turn the faucet on, the outside faucet, and it's spraying everywhere around it. I'm like, oh, that's not good. That looks like there's a leak. Like, a leak on the side of the faucet when you turn it on. It's like, well, this is concerning. And I go into the crawl space where that pipe's coming out. I look, and it's just spraying everywhere in there. When it's open, when I open it, so the crack is ahead of the faucet, but it's still behind where the faucet opens. So when I close the faucet, it's not leaking. Thank God, not a passive leak. But I can't run that faucet without spraying all over my computers that I have in my crawl space, right? So that's bad. So it's like, okay. So before I can finish making my foundation in the latest foundation adventure, I have to do some plumbing. Well, I identify the plumbing that I have to do, and it's like, okay, well, I basically need to remove this faucet, it's the outdoor faucet, the spigot, right, from the house, and replace it with a new one, because it's probably cracked, because I probably didn't remove the hose in time, and it just burst from one of the many random freezes we've had lately. Cool. Well, you give it, like, a cautionary, like, little turn, and the whole pipe shift, you're like, I think that's been soldered on. You know, because it's copper, or whatever twist it is so old that it ain't coming out without fucking up something else upstream. So I was like, okay, And so this is where I hit my current state of homeowner fuck it, where I'm like, fuck it. I am not soldering pipe. I am not fucking, no, I'm done with this shit. I'm getting fucking shark bite, and I'm putting shark bite fixtures on everything, and that's the next fucker's problem. I don't fucking care if he doesn't like plastic fucking fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. So I order a... I do some research, and I figure
you're the reason that I had to pull 150 fucking staples out, because you're like, fuck this, I'm going to staple this thing so it never moves again.
No. mine is, fuck this, I want to do pressure fit instead of having to solder something above my head in a crawl space.
But the mentality of, fuck it, let the next guy deal with it is more of what I was speaking to.
I guess my point is that shark bite fixtures are not universally accepted. Not everyone likes them, but all the people I know who like them fucking love them. So I order... I'm like, okay, how do I fix this? I look around, and people are like, okay, what you want is a frost-resistant silcock. And I'm like... Nice. And so I found the longest silcock I could afford, which was I didn't actually get the longest
one. Don't you have to go to, like, some really seedy parts of town to find one of those?
No. You got them on the internet these days. It's real easy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You can just get your silcock online.
So a silcock is a spigot that mounts on the wall and has a protrusion that goes inside the house 10, 12, or 15 inches. 15 is way too much. And the idea is that when you turn the front, you know, and you're like, you open the spigot, it actuates a long, thin spindle doohickey, which releases water 10 inches inside. And when you close it, the water drains out from those 10 inches, which means that's 10 inches of empty pipe that can't freeze because there's no water in it, right? So that means the idea is that you get 10 inches in, that's where your house is warm enough where it's not going to freeze, where it won't rupture. And so I'm like, this is great, cool. So I get my parts, and I'm sitting down, you know, Sunday morning, like, this is great. And I put my pipe cutter on the pipe, and I posted this picture on one of the things, and it's the pipe cutter I have won't fit. You need to pivot it all the way around, and it won't work. So it's like, straight up Geralt of Rivia, fuck. Like, no. So I have to go to a homeless despot on a Sunday afternoon, or early morning, or late morning, early afternoon, whatever it was, and buy a pipe cutter that'll fit in there. Finally get back, cut the pipe. But here's the other part, was I have to turn the water off before I cut the pipe, because there's no, that's the water mains, right? So I look in the thing where I thought the water main was, that there's a... I thought I just saw the cutoff for the sprinklers, so I see the other spigot, or the other valve, I try to turn it, no go, and after I broke that last valve 6 months ago, I'm like, nah, I'm not fucking with this, man. So I'm trying to look around my yard, I have my leaf blower out, trying to blow the leaves that I haven't cleaned up off of my yard so I can figure out where the shutoff is on the outside of my house. I give up after an hour of that, go back in, get a screwdriver, use that to leverage close the valve. After literally 50 quarter turns, because it's wedged against the wall, you can only get quarter turns, I close the valve off, and then I try to cut the pipe, doesn't work, go to homeless despot, come back, cut the pipe, it leaks a little bit, but not too much, slide it out, that's great, I have a spigot, I find the 3-inch long rupture, it's like, there's your problem, I now have a fantastic spigot staff, and I'll post that picture if I don't remember. Kendrick, you've got to have the picture on your phone, you piece of human garbage, fucking... post that.
Jesus, this is really self-deprecating. You're fine.
Yeah. Everything's and so fine. So I cut the pipe, and then I run the tubing to the new pipe. Cool. I press fit it in, and then I try to slide it back through the hole. Well, the hole is like a 16th of an inch too small for the new silcock. So I have to disconnect the pressure fit, happens. Get a drill bit, biggest drill bit I have, wiggle it through there just to get that little
16th of an inch. When do you have time to do all this stuff? Like, I'm always hearing about, like, when you don't have time to do things, but you, like...
This is why I don't have time.
Do you think that he's... Why? Do you think that he's actually joking about his coke habits? Like, that's how he gets shit done. Kendrick hasn't slept since 2005.
It's true.
Yeah, that's fair. But no, so, I don't believe it, but continue.
Just to mitigate, he's not actually addicted to coke. Just a casual user.
I could stop using whenever I want. So I finally get the thing, drill it out, slide the thing in, stick it there, and I'm like, okay, this would be good. I should just leave it. And I'm like, no, I need to screw it into the wall, because if I pull on it, it'll put stress on the press fit fixtures, and that'll be an issue. Well, I got to weatherproof it, so I go find some caulk.
Not as funny as Silcock, no.
Right? Silcock's funnier. Caulk. So, I go get some caulk. I have to fucking drill that open to get it open. Spray that in there. Screw it in. Jam it in there. Go into the basement. Cut the thing. Run the thing. It's this whole fucking process. I've used most of my tools on this goddamn thing. And finally, I'm done. I'm like, yes, another job done. Which was literally not what I meant to do because I'm supposed to be cleaning concrete right now. What am I fucking doing here? God fucking damn it.
Home ownership.
I mean, I wonder
it's a hobby as much as a status.
I'm wondering, man, though, if you had paid somebody to come and do the floor, if they would have noticed, because you have to get this done before you can finish the floor, right?
Well, yeah.
So you would have paid somebody to come and do the floor. They would have noticed this issue. You would have had to pay somebody else because they're not going to do that shit. They're here to do the floor.
A plumber, yeah.
You're going to have to call a different dude and pay a different dude to come and do that first. So at the end of the day, it's like it was a pain in the ass for you to do it, but it probably saved you actually quite a bit of fucking money.
I saved money, but I lost my soul. And for the record, I also put in a sweet-ass valve, so if that does, next time it freezes, I could just cut the valve off and be like, nah, fuck you. No freezing here, buckaroo, miladio. We blew out the time of this episode so bad, and I'm sorry, Kevin and Joe, that you didn't
Kendrick's
get to talk.
No, wait, they still have like 5 minutes. They can say something. Two and a half minutes each.
I was happy to listen to what was going on with your guys. I've also been through the upholstery thing, so I get it. That's all I've really got to add.
Yeah, one time I tried to change the carpet in a 1966 El Camino, and that was a similar experience.
I imagine that is actually probably pretty similar.
Yeah, I can see that.
It was a pain in the ass.
Do you want to reupholster my 2008?
No.
Okay.
No, don't even finish. Do you want to reupholster? No.
No.
I did make homemade biscuits, egg and sausage, or egg and bacon sandwiches this week.
Oh, goddamn, yes. Do you guys want to do a food sock next?
Yeah, let's do
it. Do a food sock next. Yeah.
Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. We're totally not going to record another
week.
Episode next week.
Next week.
Yeah. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Don't buy a house.
Or do.
Save yourself.
But don't.